Hi, Malika Bilal here, host of The Take by Al Jazeera. We are now a daily news show. So after the news updates, head over to Spotify to follow us and listen to the stories behind these headlines.
Al Jazeera Podcast.
The U.S. Senate has voted to lift the borrowing limit, averting a default on the national debt. After weeks of negotiations, the measure passed by 63 votes to 36. President Biden says he's going to sign it into law as soon as possible.
Tonight's vote is a good outcome because Democrats did a very good job taking the worst parts of the Republican plan off the table. And that's why Dems voted overwhelmingly for this bill, while Republicans, certainly in the Senate, did not.
The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have suspended talks to end the fighting in Sudan. The army and rapid support forces have already pulled out. The two sides had been holding indirect talks in Jeddah. Earlier, the U.S. imposed sanctions on companies linked to both sides.
It's not just sanctions. We actually took three sets of actions today. Yes, economic sanctions against four companies and entities, two of which are supporting the RSF and two of which support the Sudanese armed forces. But we also imposed some visa restrictions on a number of individuals. And of course, we updated our business advisory to make it clear to American businesses about some of the challenges they're working or doing business in Sudan. So it was a set of actions here.
Senegalese officials say nine people have been killed in anti-government protests. Demonstrations broke out after opposition leader Ousmane Sonko was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Air raid alerts have sounded across Ukraine early on Friday morning in the wake of a new wave of Russian attacks. There have been 20 separate missile and drone strikes against Ukrainian cities since the beginning of May. And in the past few hours, explosions have been heard in Russia's Kursk region bordering Ukraine. Several Ukrainian drones were shot down by the air defense system, according to the local governor. European leaders have gathered for a summit in Moldova, promising unity on Ukraine, but there have been no new commitments. Ukraine's president has attended. He's pushing for EU and NATO membership. And the EU's called for new elections in northern Kosovo. Ethnic Serbs have been protesting against the appointment of ethnic Albanian mayors. They boycotted the vote in April.